Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. My name's Barney, and over here's Stiffy, and we're here to bring a grin to your chin.
Fucking oath we are, mate. Hello.
Hello, Stiffy. How are you, brother?
We're back again.
We are, so.
So this is a Monday morning. This episode drops on a Monday morning.
Yep.
However, we're in a shed in the new studio, looking good, and this is a bit early, isn't
it? This is episode 20.
This is the big 2-0, mate. Fist pump that. Congratulations.
Oh, it's a long way over there.
So 20.
I'll tell you what.
20 in the bank.
What should we do to celebrate?
Oh, fuck. Okay. Let's
What do people do when they celebrate?
Let's crack a tin.
Okay.
Let's get in there. I'm sure you can find your way to the fridge again. Fucking fridge gets a hammering, doesn't it? Oh, holy, what's this? Fucking hand grenade.
This is a fucking dead set hand grenade. This is a 10% or two, by the way.
Hey?
10% or.
It's only a little can, bruhs. What have you done? What are you doing to me?
Right, yeah. So what it's we've got Monday, here is we've got a fucking...
Didn't we just say it's Monday morning it's at 7:30 when this comes out?
Yeah, but it's not fucking Monday morning.
I know
meow.
Meow. Fuck, what so, are you...
Mate, we've got a Fireball cinnamon flavoured whiskey 10%. I reckon it's about like fucking 20 mils, so it's a shot.
Fucking hell. This thing is a little can of whoop your ass.
Kick your ass.
Fucking 250 mil throwdown. So Fireball. I know what Fireball is because you normally drink it straight out of the fucking bottle. Cinnamon. Oh, I'll crack. I'll go first. Hang on. I like that crack. Oh, I got a whiff of it already. Holy fuck, that smells good. Yeah. I'm waiting. That took forever.
Oh,
have a sniff.
That smell.
You can.
Have you got a Fireball story,
dude? Yeah, Fireballs.
Fireball fucked you up.
Yeah, it has plenty of times.
Yeah, I think I've pretty much told people on this fucking podcast.
Fireball
has fucked me up.
You know, if you want to have a big night, when you're having a big night, fuck, you go to the pub, you buy whatever, and you get a fucking bottle of Fireball. Because that shit's just going to get handed around and you're just going to drink the shit straight. Yep. How'd you go? You fucking...
Mate, that's...
Did you just fucking do the whole...
Mate,
fucking,
that fucking brings back memories.
Oh, I'll have a sip. I haven't been there.
Oh.
So actually, you know, I've never had it with cola. So this is the first for me.
Yeah, I've
normally
never
just
had
drink
straight.
It straight.
Yep.
All right, I'm going. Oh, yeah, there it is.
It's 100% fucking Fireball.
Mm. And you know when you fucking, you know we've had a few big nights on the Fireball and you might have even done a few sneaky vomits on the Fireball?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you fucking taste it coming back up. I've got that taste going on right now. Like, whew, this is 10%, bruh.
It's like drinking memories, isn't it?
is it?
It's like drinking memories. It's just
fuck for a moment there.
Flashbacks.
Flashbacks, yeah, but yeah. I'm thinking I'm drinking my fucking spew.
It's not that bad.
No, it's good, but I've had a few benders on these things. And these things...
They're so little and tiny and cute.
10%. Two standard drinks in this little fucking can. You've got that evil fucking laugh about you. Cinnamon-flavored whiskey. Dragon serve with cola.
It's a fucking dragon serve, all right.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That goes down all right. Oh, mate, I'm glad you bought that out of the fridge. So anyone that wants to have a can of Whip-a-Tang
yeah,
and you want to fucking get something into your gullet.
I don't know. It just seems so fucking tiny. They can't be that harmless, can they? Or harmful.
I don't know, but...
I'm already fucked up.
You're already glowing. Fuck, you've only had two sips of it. You're already glowing. How many cans of this have we got?
I just had to smell it. There's four of those ones. Because we went away from the 10 packs. And only to the four because little L said that we were drinking the same thing over and over. So this is on you.
Well, little L, yeah. Thanks for that because Barney's just fucking stitched me up good and proper. Okay, dude. So that's what we're drinking tonight is the Fireball. Get your laughing gear around it, lads and ladettes, because it's a little fucking grenade of whip your ass.
Kick your ass.
Potty number 20. So are you saying every 10 episodes we're going to get something that's really bad or good?
I don't know, man. I'm just going to surprise you.
Yeah, right. I'm going to surprise you too. So number 20, coming at you hot and steady from the new studio.
Yep.
How exciting is that? 20 episodes down. It just feels like yesterday.
It goes pretty quick.
See, I think I said that last episode. It's going quick. Because we do record two episodes a week, of course, so...
One Monday, one on Thursday, so yeah, we'll try to keep that.
And we've got
that,
a few more guests.
We may change that around a little bit here and there, but yeah
we'll definitely
try to keep that consistent.
Of course, guys and girls, if you want to join in some of the fun, you can call in. You can do a voice recording and send in your rant to theladspoddy@gmail.com. So that's theladspoddy, P-O-D-D-Y. @gmail.com. So yeah, and we'll play, and we're going to play a few today, actually.
Of the rants,
I think so. Yeah, it's been a few episodes.
Make this one about the rants. So
it's been a few episodes since we've had a few rants on.
Yeah.
So we might put a few into here, but just want to just touch base on potty's going well. The visuals, we're starting to get a few more reels out there. Trying to perfect our lighting. I don't know if we've perfected yet, but we're getting better at it.
Yep. Yes,
how are you going over there?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, good. And of course, if you like our potty, why not tell a friend? Because if you do, and you get a few of your lads on board, I might even buy you a Fireball.
Yeah, and if you like what you see, fucking give it a fucking thumbs up, share it around.
Yeah, give us a 5-star rating.
Share the love.
Yep, definitely love it. All right, that's a bit about the potty. Jeez. It's good. It's going well. A special shout out to Sarge. He's been in the background pushing us and just sort of giving us a little bit of a jab in the ribs. You know when someone jabs in the ribs and you go, fuck.
I know what you're doing.
Fucking got you. Yep. Every now and then Sarge will just fucking sneak around the corner and go fucking jab.
And just turn up like fucking unannounced.
Yeah, and just turn up and say, what the fuck you doing? He's had a bit going on lately, so that's good to see. So thank you, Sarge, for
thanks for that, being, mate. Do appreciate it.
Being one of the lads in the background that we enjoy your influence and your
input
is probably the word I'm looking for. And the jabs in the rib, fucking sneaky little fuckers, right up under the fucking ribs. So that's good. Mate, we're going racing. Actually,
we are going racing.
You and I are going racing.
So Friday. So today's Tuesday.
We're going Friday.
We're leaving Friday. So what time are we leaving Friday?
I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. But are we taking stuff away with us so we can tinker with... what did you buy?
I bought the DJI remote mics.
So we're going to tinker?
Yeah, we're going to have a bit of a tinker of those. We're also going to take the Sonya's away as well. Yep. So that plugs into the top of that. So I can put a mic on you and Justin while you're in the car and sit there and try to work out what's going through your mind just before you leave.
Yep.
I'm going to take those off you before you go because I don't want to hear any
fucks all. fucking Stephen.
Yeah, well, we got to start with this somewhere. And this weekend's just a fucking good one.
Just a practice. And
we might not even put any of it up, but how we've been rolling with this, we probably...
I took all this shit over to Fraser Island and just, didn't use it because I was having too much fun. So so this time when we go out to Goondiwindi, hopefully plug a few things in, have a bit of a test run.
Play with it.
You guys can be the test bloody pilot, so have a look at it and see what you reckon. Fucking bag me
out.
Sounds
good. And, of course, being that this has come out after we've actually raced, we don't know the results yet. Hopefully we've done all right.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, fucking
hope. It's going to be a fucking long drive home. Oh, no. It's going to be, what, five of us in the car?
Five of us in the car.
Yeah, yep. So there's going to be a lot of fucking... So who's driving home?
Oh, well, you know.
So obviously Justin's going to drive out there because it's his truck.
It's his car.
So, because last time we went out there, you had a bit of a dig at me. Like,
well, you got pissed and I had to drive you home.
Yeah, and? Like, it was... Oh, there was a little bit of talk about me driving home, but...
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes, I guess. It depends on what happens that day. During the day, if we have a...
Celebrations.
Yeah, if it's celebrations.
So we may actually have to...
We'll have to fucking camp tonight.
We'll have to bring up work and go, I've done a wheelbarrow.
Done a wheelbarrow.
How many wheelbarrows can you do?
Well, you got four.
Before work fucking gets on to
you. You got four wheelbarrows.
Yeah, right out.
Go through all four of them. Why not?
And if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good. Righto. So, yeah, mate, I reckon...
So we haven't worked out what time we're going to leave. We're going to do all that sort of shit. So there's all that preparation. So he's doing any car prep or anything like that yet? Or is Justin taking over all that?
Yeah, so he's had a bit going on with that because after the last race where they actually won, a car in a different class actually ran up the arse of them and did a lot of damage to structural damage to the chassis. So Justin's had his freckle hanging out, getting that all sorted. So that's all done now. It had to be sent away, stripped and sent away. Not the whole car stripped down, but at least the back end of it was clear enough so that our fabricator could get in there and cut everything out that was bent and twisted and broken. And obviously then put some new...
So what's the process with that? Does it actually, because it's a roll cage or anything, does that have to be like sent off to engineers or anything like that? Or is
So it has to be obviously certified. And the chassis, before even we started racing it, when it was first built, it had to be certified as well. So that's just a process of repair.
Yeah.
And being it's chrome moly is the actual steel that we use. So it's just not, mild steel or anything like that. So... Yeah, Kempy, actually, shout out to Kempy. He's the chassis fabricator that we got on board a few years ago who actually produced this chassis. So he's our guru, as well as another few lads.
So pretty much we just rock up on the Friday with all my gear, chuck it in the ute, and we're heading out. Yep. So what will actually be the process? So
Friday,
what are we doing on the Friday when we get out there?
Well, the first thing that we do is reconnaissance. So that is a sight lap.
Yep.
And that will, I think the gates open at 11 o'clock for us to be able to get out and do reconnaissance. So as long as we get out there by 10:30 in the morning, unhitch the trailer, and then jump in the Chevy, the black car, the drive car.
Yep.
And then pretty much we just go drop.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Of the track and plot it, put in the cautions. Might even have a sneaky beer or two. Justin won't because he's driving, of course. Don't drink and drive. Yep.
That's bad. And that's we might also even have dishwashing liquid.
We might even have a few little nibblies while we're doing that as well.
Yep. We are in the Chevy.
He's
got a bit of room about us.
So Saturday is all about reconnaissance, sight lap, plotting the course, putting our cautions in, prepping for the actual race. So, and then Friday afternoon is where we do, or Friday night, there's a big scrutineering event.
So the track is also, so we'll just paint a bit of a picture. So it's only because I went there last time. So the track is just outside of Gundawindi. So it's about a 25-minute drive from Gundawindi.
From the centre of town, it's probably about a 20-minute drive out.
20-minute drive. So out then to the track. There's no camping on the site where the ARB series is actually held.
Correct.
So then we go back to Gundawindi showgrounds.
Yep.
Camping. And that's when all the cars are lined up.
Yeah, so scrutineering was at the showgrounds, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
I'm thinking of a different place where it wasn't. Anyway, yeah, it was at the showgrounds, and there's a big shed there where we pretty much use to roll in, and the scrutineers go over the car and do the safety checks for not only the car but also our safety equipment that we use in the car as well. So helmets and, you know, gloves and body suits and Hans device and all of the protective gear.
Yeah, for, so just to let you know that, so we're just not turning up on Saturday and go racing.
It's
a whole process. It's a whole day.
There's before, a whole day's events.
And then there's the racing. Night, which the night is, it's good. Like, there's got all the bloody merch, which I'm all about. So they're always up fucking selling me there on the merch. So I'm getting
that's Friday night
merch and going around looking at all the other cars. That's what I really like. Is walking around looking at everyone else's cars.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all there. They're all out for everyone to have a look at, which is good. And that's always a sight. So we'll be doing that Friday night. May have a couple of beers just to sort of get through the night. And then, of course, it's an early start. Saturday morning is cracking back out to the track where we then get the car ready for prologue. And prologue is just the qualifying. So then puts you in your position of when you actually start racing. So you've got classes, but you've also got a qualifying or prologue to do.
Yeah.
And that track, the prologue track, we just use the racetrack, but we sort of use the first 5 kilometres going out of the pits, and then we cut across to the sort of the last 5Ks coming back in. So it's sort of just a mini 10K hot lap of prologuing or qualifying to just really seed the cars from fastest to slowest.
So how do they actually pick out, so when you're going to do your prologue, how do they actually pick out which cars go first?
So that's just by class.
By class.
Yeah, yep. So, you know, class 10 might go first, then class 9, then class 8. Then class
8. But so how do they pick out, so where you're in the order? So where do they, how do they find out where you're going?
We'll know that come Saturday morning.
So they just draw it out of a hat, or
no? We'll actually get prologue start times.
Yep,
and we'll actually get the exact time that we prologue. So, let's just say once they figured out who's going first.
How do they decide who goes first?
It's just by class.
Yep. Like in numbers, like 627. So you got 627 in that class of six.
Yeah, class 6.
Yep.
So if there is a 601. They will go first.
They first.
Yeah. But it
and then goes down the line from
goes
there.
Goes down that's the line from there. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. But what they'll work out is the exact time that you leave.
Yep.
So if prologue starts at, say, 8 o'clock and we are car, say, 35, we might be leaving the start line to do prologue at 8:35 because there's one car per every minute that goes out. So we know, okay, we pretty much know that night before – our prologue start time, okay, it's 8:35. No worries. That's when we've got to be on the line. We count back from there. Okay, well, we want 15 minutes of lineup time, and then we want sort of 10 to 15, 20 minutes of getting in the car, getting sort of settled and sorted. So if you're starting at 8:35, you want to be start climbing in your car at around 8 o'clock or 5 past 8 to go gear up and get in, drive around, get ready to go racing. Because as soon as that 8:35 comes, if that's our allocated time, you're on. You've got to be leaving.
Ready to go.
So then that is just an allocated time and you go racing. But then after everyone's done their little prologue, it's then the fastest leaves first and the slowest leaves last.
Yep.
That's the organised release of cars.
And you've got 3 laps, yes?
So this year out at Gundawindi, there should be, from my memory, 2 laps on Saturday afternoon and then 4 laps on Sunday. I don't know the exact kilometre range. I think they're around 80 or 85 kilometres a lap. But we'll do 2 Saturday afternoon and then that's the race done for the day. Service the car, prep it, get it ready for the for Sunday's racing. And then when we get back out Sunday morning, we don't have to prologue. We already know where we are.
Yep.
And that's why we can do more racing on Sunday, because Saturday's...
So that finds out where you're actually positioned to start on the Sunday.
Yeah, correct. It goes by corrected time. Yep. So we won't know what time we're starting Sunday until everyone's finished racing Saturday afternoon. And then we get our time for Sunday morning. Bang, we've got to be there, prep the car, do the driver's briefing. And we even get breathalyzed out there. So, you know, you can't be turning up pissed because they won't let you get in the car. And then, of course, we do two laps. We come in for a service break of about 45 minutes, which is just simply enough time to fill up the car with fresh fuel, do a bit of a once-over with a few things if we want to do it, get back in that car, get back out the start line because you're going again for another two laps.
And in that 45 minutes, if you can't complete the service, what happens then? So you obviously get time faults and penalties.
If you...
It adds on to your next time, yes?
It does, yeah. So you've got 45 minutes to be back out on the start line. If you take 50 minutes to do your service and get everything done and get on the start line, and there's five extra minutes you've taken, well, that's already added 5 minutes to your lap time. Yep. That's on you.
Yep. So that's when you've got to have a good crew behind you to get everything done, or, who knows what's fucking needs doing.
Yep.
Maybe nothing, maybe everything. So
Hopefully nothing except for fuel and just a few little wipe downs of the visors and just reset to go racing again. Yep. So looking forward to it. Last year out at Gundy was that fire. So that was
right at the end. So that was on the Sunday
afternoon.
Yeah, Sunday, very late.
Yeah, so one of the cars
pulled over, and very dry then too, wasn't it?
Yeah, yep. One of the cars pulled over to do something, and just the hot exhaust started a grass fire.
Yep.
And then the wind got behind it, and it was a big fire.
That ended a little bit quick.
Yeah, correct. So, mate, that's this weekend. We'll fill you in next week on how we went, I guess.
100%. So,
hopefully a good race.
Looking forward to it.
Mate, I've got a couple of rants I want to play because it's episode 20. Let's get straight into a couple of rants and we'll have a few convos afterward. Let's see what this one is.
Hello, lads. Grandpa Pesci here. The grandkiddies have recently set me up on this ear round the world interweb thingy, and I come across your potty. To be honest, I was a bit confused at first because in my day, a potty was a lonely cow. But I gave you a listen, and I kind of liked the cut of your jib.
Nice.
You seem to have your finger on the pulse of the youth of today, so I was wondering if you'd be able to answer a question for me. When did it become okay to lick someone's arsehole? I know that it's sometimes called the chocolate starfish, but I don't think it would taste like a nice piece of Cadbury's Old Gold. No siree, Bob, I do not. In my day, it was called the mud button, but we didn't go around sticking our tongues in the puddle. Now, I'm no prude. As a young fella, I sent the old bareback beater up the fudge tunnel a time or two myself, and I gave it a good stir. But I didn't want to lick the bowl, and I certainly didn't expect the young lady to lap the ladle clean either.
Jesus!
Look, each to their own, I guess. If the kids today want to tongue-punch the fart box or get a dose of hemorrhoid halitosis, it's up to them. I just don't know how comfortable I'd be kissing someone goodnight after they'd puck it up to me poo shoot. Anyway, just thought you might be able to shed some light on it. Yours sincerely, Grandpa Pesci. Now, what did the grandkids say to do? Press stop, so stop, then save, then send.
He's still going.
Is this still recording? Billy, I think this Computronic device is still recording. I did press stop. I fucking did, stupid fucking nowadays, and it's stupid.
Yeah. Holy fucking hell.
Fucking Grandpa Pesci.
Grandpa Pesci, a bit going on there about the fucking... Is it kissing or licking the
doot? Licking the doot, mate. Licking the balloon knot.
Holy fuck. Mate,
this podcast has gone to shit.
Dude, he's got a good yarn. Grandpa Pesci.
Yep.
He had so many little one-liners in there that I nearly need to play that again to listen back to that.
Mate, the youth of today, mate, that's fucking lost on me, so... You're asking the wrong person.
So that's where he was going with this. He wanted to know why the youth of today...
Want to lick the chocolate starfish.
What the fuck is that all about?
Licking an arsehole and fucking a 9-volt battery.
Oh, I'll do a 9-volt battery.
You know what they got in common?
Oh, fuck it. No.
You know you shouldn't put your tongue on it, but you always do. I've got to have a piss after that.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Well, that was a well-deserved piss, mate. But that
it was. Did you want another piece of the old gold Cadbury's chocolate?
Fucking Grandpa Pesci, that yarn, he is a bit going on there, eh? Like, he's got some good lingo. One of them was the chocolate staff. Yeah, well, he started with the, what was it?
The worldwide interwebby. Interwebby thingy.
the chocolate starfish. Fucking, there was
mud
a bit of
pool, the fucking the ladle,
bit of Cadbury old gold.
Yeah, I've never eaten that again.
Oh, I think he might have put. No, well, no, I actually,
I'm off. I'm off.
You're off
I'm
it. Off it.
Yeah,
I love chocolate.
Definitely the fucking.
Well, so his question is, what is the fucking go with young people? Now I can't comment on it because I certainly don't go anywhere near that fucking thing. That's an exit hole, right? That's where you. That's what he's saying. That's where the shit's coming out, hot and proper.
It's the 9-volt battery, mate. You know you shouldn't put your tongue on it, but you always do.
So you're saying you...
I'm fucking saying. Fucking nothing.
Well, you're kind of saying that like, with a 9... It's like fucking, a 9-volt battery.
It's the fucking joke, mate. It's like a 9-volt battery. Yeah. You know you shouldn't put your tongue on it,
but you do.
Fucking do.
Well, I've never put my tongue on it.
That's what I'm saying for the younger folks. So.
Well, Grandpa Pesci, I don't know what the fetish is... With exactly what you're going on about there, like, yeah, you know, I just don't get it. I don't get it, and I don't even think I want. You know, my head. You know what? I'm not even going to be able to fucking sleep tonight. I'm not going to sleep.
You don't fucking sleep anyway.
My Grandpa Pesci's going to put my web browser off the charts tonight.
Baby goat porn. Hey Google,
stop baby. It.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know my phone's on. Stop it. That was anyway. That was a good yarn.
It was. Thank you very much, Grandpa Pesci.
Yeah, definitely. I don't have any answers for you, but
I actually don't either. So.
But I appreciate that type of rant.
Yeah, and it's good to see the grandkids are helping you there with the the worldwide interwebby and the fucking start stoppy. And, fucking let us know how you go with that, sir. So.
Maybe you can come back to us with what – maybe we should send Grandpa Pesci on a run, like, to find out. Maybe he could interview someone. Maybe he could come back
a roving interviewer.
It sounds like he's
maybe
got the –
Maybe go to, a festival, because that's probably where they're fucking doing it. So.
It sounds like he's got the experience around that area. Not literally himself, but he's got the good yarn on – where we're going with this. So maybe we just need to send Grandpa Pesci back out in the streets and ask a few of these young lads what the fuck's the go with the chocolate starfish.
Ladesses, so,
Dude, there's a bit going on there.
Yeah. Hit me with another one.
Moving on?
Yeah.
Righto.
Hey, Barney and Stiffy, the bot from Bundy here. Got another story for you from a South African mate. Some family members of his that live over there and they have a bit of some security issues, but I've just got to crack this thing. Oh.
Well done. Oh, fuck.
Fuck, the bot from Bundy can crack them.
That sounds like four cans.
Yeah, that's better.
I think he's got issues.
And he was saying that, you know, security's a bit of an issue over there, and his family members have these couple of dogs that patrol the premises. And they went away on holidays anyway, basically, and had some friends that were going to, and they penned these dogs in around the house. So anyone that goes in there is in, you know, they've got to get through them first. And some friends were going to pass some food under the gate every afternoon or day, whatever it was. And after a couple of days, they sort of, the dogs weren't really eating the food and wondered whether they were crook, and they just thought, oh, it's all right, they'll be home soon. And when they got home, they saw the, you know, the uneaten food at the gate and made their way up to the house, and, you know, the dogs are there, and opened the front door, and this bloke's just piss bolted out of the house, you know, run like a million miles an hour, took off, full Hussein Bolt mode. And they thought, oh, shit, we've been robbed. So they went inside, and not much had been stolen or anything, but there was like a bit of a nest and camp underneath the kitchen table, and a bit of food eaten out of the cupboards and fridge, and like someone's been camping there. And they're like, oh, holy hell, and they started cleaning it all up and whatnot. And then they noticed the dogs were hanging around an area at the back of the house, and old mate must have had an accomplice with him when they broke in, but the dogs had got him and had been feeding off him for a number of days, hence they weren't worried about the food that the neighbours were putting in. So security is pretty full on in South Africa.
Oh, no.
Holy fuck.
So two guys broke into this house.
One got away.
Well, one got into the house and had to...
And the other one was like a tin of power.
Oh, there's a bit going on there. I've got visuals in my head.
I've fucking heard stories about fucking, yeah, South Africa.
And so old mate, obviously old mate stayed in the house because he didn't want to get out.
No, he's dead.
No, the other guy. Under the table, like in the kitchen.
He's dead.
No.
They're feeding off him.
No, he's outside. So the guy that ran away was inside the house.
And the other one was getting fed off.
Yeah, but he didn't get into the house. He was outside of the house.
Yeah, so he's
dead. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
They're not eating him alive. It's not like
so there's two guys. One broke in. Well, both of them broke in.
Yeah.
But only one got in the house. The other guy didn't get in. The dogs got him. And dead, chewing, yum, yum, yum. But that other guy that's in the house, he nested in there, like he stayed in there because he didn't want to leave. Because if he was going to get back out, he was going to get chewed on too.
Fuck, there's...
Oh. That's imagine bad. Getting eaten.
Imagine living there that.
After that.
No, just actually living
there. Oh, so... Like, oh,
yeah, happened to have fucking, yeah.
I nearly vomited in my mouth then.
Yeah.
No. How was Bot's crack?
Mate, Bot's got a good crack about him. He actually fucking cracked a good one last time.
It sounded like there was like, me. It cracked open, like fully, and then it fucking, a win again.
I think he cracked four at once, actually.
Four and what? Fuck,
I reckon he cracked four.
It was a good fucking, the Bot's got a good crack.
He's got a good crack.
Mm.
So I actually pulled up on the way home here, actually, before I come out here, who mate Benno, who's a fisherman. And he reckons he can outcrack me.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So we're actually going to get him on because he's actually competing in the Flathead Classic.
Yep.
So he reckons he can come on and outcrack me.
So you want to have a crack off?
Mm, crack off. I'm a crack off.
Righto. Have you thought about this yet? Like how it's going to play out?
Crack a tin, drink it. Crack another tin, drink it. I reckon it's the best of 10. Not of these fuckers.
Holy
these
fuck.
10%ers of
dude, but I'll tell you what, the Bot from Bundy's got a crack on him.
Mate, he's got a great crack.
Holy fuck, man. He hasn't got drinking issues, but he's got a bit going on.
He's got issues.
Mate, and mate from South Africa.
South Africa.
Wow. I'm still picturing a dog chewing on someone.
Mm.
Yeah.
What part did they start on?
Well, he didn't say.
What's the best part of a human deep?
Wouldn't it be the guts? No? I'm just thinking of like.
That's my joke of the day, actually.
When
about the guts.
When we throw fish up on the bank, the birds go for the eyes and the guts.
Not on Fraser because you got to bury it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Fraser. But that, you know, birds go for the guts.
Yep.
And the eyes. Oh.
Bit going on there. Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, fucking shout out if you're a dog and fucking give us a ring.
Mm. And shout out if you're a dog.
Yeah. Like, dogs listen to, so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Find out. Fucking. Well, that's the only way we're going to find out, isn't it?
Possibly. These fucking fireballs are starting to make me fucking.
One sec. Before you move on then. Yeah. Are you going to get another one or not?
Dude, no. Fucking. Yeah. Are you getting another one?
You have another one too.
Am I? Oh, right. Oh, there's a bit fucking going on there.
Right, yeah. We've got another one. So hit us with another rant line.
Are you cracking first? Hang on. You can crack. You go.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
Fucking beat that bot.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Beat that bot.
That was a good crack. All right, moving on. Oh, I'm trying to.
You haven't cracked yours yet, Steve.
Oh, you know what? It's not going to work, that one. Oh, damn it. Anyway, we'll have to get another one. So, let's go. I've really fucked it. I've really made a dog's breakfast out of this one, haven't I?
Well, you should crack your fucking can first and then move on from there.
Here we go. He's
avoiding cracking the other can.
Hey, lads. It's Willie from Fraser Island. Just got another little Fraser Island story. Only a few years back too, by the way. We were heading to Fraser Island. Heading off. All good. Pulled up at Jimboomba. And I had my mate Clint. And we'll call the other guy, Jason.
Oh,
anyway.
Man. Jason, fuck
it. He goes, I'll put the fuel in. So I said, oh, yeah, no worries. I'll go in and pay for it. Oh. So fucking all good.
Just
go
in.
This is your mate,
Willie. She goes, you paying for Bowser 7? I said, yeah, yep. She goes, oh, very good. That's fucking that much. I went, oh, yeah, no worries. Anyway, get to about Browns Plains. The old Hilux starts coughing and spluttering. Gone, fuck. What the fuck? And then I look across to Jason. He goes, oh, mate, have you got that receipt from the fuel? I said, yeah. And he goes, you better turn that fucker off. Me mate, Jason, has actually put fucking petrol in me diesel Hilux.
Oh, Jason.
Anyway, all good. We got there in the end. Thanks, lads. Bye.
So, you want to fill me in?
Well, obviously that's some mate Willie over in Fraser, so I don't know anyone by the name of Jason, so no, fucking no idea.
So have you done this before, or is this a first off?
What do you mean?
Oh, like
my
I'm just...
My name's Barney.
Yeah, I know, but let's just say, have you done this before?
No, mate, I've... yeah, right, yeah. So my name is actually Jason, and I was the one to put petrol in his diesel.
How did you do that?
Bed. Like... It was fucking early. It was early. So I'm going to walk you through it. So it was very fucking early. Pulled up at the BP at Jimboomba. And you know they got the ultimate unleaded?
Yep.
And the ultimate diesel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I fucking just...
Yeah. Had a brain fart.
There you go. Fucking picked up, filled his car up full of fucking unleaded.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you what. After we got it drained out, that thing has never run fucking better.
So you did him a favour.
I'd done him a favour, and then we sold it. He sold it to Junaid, one of the blokes we work with. So,
oh yeah,
and the car's still going. So
that's good.
Shout out to Junaid. So
yeah,
I fucked up.
Yeah, has it only been one fuck up though? Have you only ever done it once? No. Oh. It hasn't. You've done this. Fucking hell! How many times?
Well, I've done it the opposite way. So I've actually pulled up at the BP at Coomera and put Ultimate Diesel in my GS 1200.
In your
the motorway.
In the Beamer.
In the Beamer. So I've done that too. So KISS, I've got the communications on the fucking helmet, so I'm fucking rolling in there and I'm speaking to the missus and I fucking pulled up there. Right, yeah. And the missus talking to me.
Yep.
Rah, 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 rah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Nag, 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 nag. Fuck. I'm going to get flogged.
Yeah, fuck yeah. These fireballs are good for you.
It was a nag, nag. We're just talking about shit anyway. So yep. I said, look, there's someone behind me. I've got to go. I'm fucking, yeah. So I've got, still got the helmet on, which you're not allowed to do. And I'm filling it up and it's Ultimate Diesel.
Going in the Beamer.
So I went in there and I went and paid and she said, the Ultimate Diesel? And I went, no, the Ultimate Unleaded. And said, that's Ultimate Diesel. So I didn't start it.
Mm.
So wheeled it away, fucking drained it out in the garden. And, yeah, took it back. But still, it played up like a second-hand lawnmower for a fucking long time after
that.
Yeah,
it would have, yeah.
So, no, but I thought I'd fucking, if you drain everything out, fill it up again, it should be right.
You wouldn't have got all of it out, though. That's the thing. Unless you took the tank off and physically tipped it upside down.
I didn't do that.
And took the actual fuel pump out of it.
It blew a bit of smoke.
You wouldn't have got all of it out.
I no longer own that.
But I know a couple of lads that have done that. Truck drivers. Yep. When I used to be at Jimboomba there, I'd get a number of phone calls where they are so used to pulling up at the diesel bowser. They get on their bikes to ride home. They fill up. They go back to that same service station. They jump off the bike, fill up.
So it's not just me.
No,
so
it happens a lot to truck drivers.
So for Willie to call me out is, yeah.
No, I'm glad Willie called you out.
Fuck you, Willie, anyway. So fuck you.
No, Willie can call you out all he likes.
Thanks for calling me up and letting me know that was going. Go there, you cunt. See you next Tuesday, sorry.
No, that's it. That's it for our rant, mate. I'm just going to keep it nice and simple today. But I was actually thinking I wanted to try if you had a joke. So I've got a little segue into that. Have you got a joke today?
I do have a joke.
All right. Well, hang on. Let me just see what this button does. There you go. There's my little jingle into fucking segment of joke of the day.
Joke of the day. So why don't skeletons fight each other?
Because they got no guts. Oh, fuck. Is that the right answer? No. Oh, I'm looking. Is that the right answer? Did I fuck you up? I got no. He's got no comment. Is that the right answer? No, it's not, is it? No,
it is.
What did you say? Why don't they? Oh, yeah, because they've got no guts.
Oh.
No, that's not the right answer, is it?
Even if you know the right answer, you're not supposed to fucking answer it.
I didn't think it was. I saw it. I had a fucking brain fart. All right, I'll edit this out. Right,
let's start again. Okay, yeah, right. Let's go. Hey, do the joke of the day again thing.
I'll edit. No, that's all right.
Do it again.
Oh, no, I won't.
Do it again. Press the button.
Fuck. All right, which one is it now?
Stiffy, have I got a joke for you?
Tell me your joke for today.
Why don't skeletons fight each other?
Oh, geez, that's a curly one.
Because they've got no guts.
Oh! Dude, that's fucking great. I really love that one.
You're a fucking...
And I'm so not going to edit that other bit out too. You can fucking have that.
I'm going to fuck all your jokes up from here.
All right, I've got one for you.
Go for it.
Two old ladies were sitting on a park bench when a man in a trench coat came up and flashed them. One old lady immediately had a stroke. The other one couldn't quite reach. Oh, you know what I need to do for that?
That's just, not even funny.
Yeah, I know. So for that, oh, fuck, I'm not quick enough on this sort of shit, but I reckon what should have happened was this. Because that was your response.
That was just it, like, yeah.
It was fucking funny.
Yeah, I'm off ya after that fucking last one.
So. Crickets won't even turn off. Oh, dude, that was good. So I do have some news for you as well. I've got the cone of silence working. You know how we spoke about this on a few potties ago?
Yep.
And we've had some dramas with it. We've tried it a few times. The fucking thing came down and squashed a few test dummies.
People, so they didn't die. So we're not going to court over it.
No.
They are maimed.
And then we sent it back.
Yep.
And then we got a new one.
Yep.
And I put it together. So I just want to let everyone know that we've got the cone of silence up and running. So if you want to call in and you want to be in the cone of silence and you want to get something off your chest, it could be really difficult for you to, you know, you can call in anonymously. I'll put the cone of silence down. So I've done a few pracky runs with this. I might just try it again to see if it comes down.
Yep.
And all right, I'm just going to turn it on. There's the key.
And once it's down, we'll keep on talking and actually see if it actually gets out.
All right. Well, just mind your head because it's. Are you ready?
I'll move in a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Here it comes. Oh, that last bit fucking. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's a bit clunky, but no one can hear us, so it doesn't matter.
I know. It's a bit claustrophobic in this thing, too.
Did you just fart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. Anyway, it's nice in here, isn't it?
It's pretty good, so.
It's now the cone of silence is over us, and whatever we talk about in the cone of silence doesn't go outside of the cone of silence. Yep. That's the whole thing about the cone of silence.
Yep, so not even the listeners can actually hear
no,
this.
No, they don't hear this.
Yeah.
No, so if that's anyone cool. wants to call
actually,
in.
Actually, you haven't cracked your tin.
Yeah, I'll get there.
The fireball, so.
I know, but I'm still drinking the other one.
No, but they haven't actually, you got to open the other one.
Oh, yeah, I will. We're still talking about the cone of silence.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm saying. Like, no one can actually hear us now at the moment. So,
do you want me to crack it?
Yeah, crack it now.
Fuck, Bunny. These are. There we go.
Yeah.
So no one knows that I just cracked the second can of Fireball.
So, yeah.
Right. So that's the cone of silence.
Put it back up because I'm fucking. It's hot.
It's not that bad.
You need aircon in here.
All right. I don't. You know what? I hope it goes back up. Turn the key, push the button, and make sure it. All right, ooh, doesn't want to go up. Just give it a bit of a tap for me, mate.
Fucking hit that fucking thing, cause it's.
There we go.
Righty-o, we're back.
It still makes that noise going up too. Yeah, that clunk at the back, end. So. Righto. So that's the cone of silence. Yeah. It's up and running. It's operational. Call in if you want to be in the cone of silence. Just tell us at the start you want to be in it, so I can drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works good.
So no one hears about it. So.
And exactly right. No one's ever going to know.
No one's going to know.
They don't even know that I...
They'll never know.
They'll never, ever.
Never know.
How good's that? Mate. I reckon... Oh,
actually, I still have some other news, actually.
I don't know what I just pressed then. What have you got?
Miss Spanish News. Have you got that little bloody clip I sent you?
Oh, you sent me. Yeah. You sent me...
The Spanish Curling Club.
Oh, yeah. Let me get that out.
Yeah, let's play that.
Let's, I've got that here, actually. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I am.
All right, let's go.
Spanish Curling Club has a strange tradition. In curling, you slide a stone across a sheet of ice and try to make it stop on a target. But what do you do when there's no ice to play on? At the beginning of every season, the Vaividrera Curling Club has a special ritual to see whether or not the reservoir is ready. The whole team walks down to the water. Someone tosses a stone under the surface of the reservoir to see if the ice is ready to play on. But the reservoir never freezes. Ever. So what does the team do? To make themselves feel better, the team goes out to brunch. They head down to a local restaurant carrying their flag, order food, and enjoy the warm weather. One team member raises his glass in a toast and says, "We shall play one day." The team keeps hoping it'll be cold enough next year to play, or so they say. In the meantime, the curling club gives them a reason to come together.
Oh, right.
Mate, how good is that for a club?
So they go down. So this reservoir
It's a Spanish.
Never fucking freezes.
Spanish curling club.
Yeah.
So it curling is on ice where they chuck that big fucking stone across.
Spain
there.
Is in the Mediterranean. Like yeah.
it's never gonna
get cold enough.
So these guys have come up with a sport they can never play.
Yep.
But they all march down to the reservoir.
Hoping.
I don't know if they're hoping or not, but they do chuck. So they chuck a pebble in the reservoir. And it's never going to freeze.
It's just a pond.
So they go back then.
Have a big brunch. Have a big get together. Get drinks. Get on the beers.
So.
And try again the following year. Is that.
Actually, can we fucking start this in Bow Desert?
I guess you could start that anywhere.
Mate, the Bow Desert Curling Club.
Yeah, President,
you reckon we
President
get it
Barney.
Going or not?
Well, I reckon.
Can we make this happen?
We could make this happen tomorrow. We could go down to the Jubilee Park. There's a
No. Wirralong.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Mate, that's Wirralong.
I'm sure.
Mate, that thing freezes over.
I'm sure that freezes over.
Constantly. I'm going to start a club. I'm going to start the fucking curling club in Bowdoin.
The Wirralong Curling Club.
Yep.
Coming right at you.
So. We'll just go back to Bow Desert Hotel.
Bow it, yep.
Yep. Have a few beers.
Yep.
And then wait till next year.
Fuck, you're all over it. I like your... Like
that's my type of fucking sporting activity.
I like it. Oh, God, you crack
me up. That's my news for the fucking week. So.
Righto, well, that's good because, mate, we've done our rants. I reckon we keep this nice and short and sweet because it sounds like those fireballs. Are you warm? You got a glow. I like your glow. I got a glow too. I got two cans.
He's got one park.
You fucking double parked me.
Yeah, but the listeners wouldn't have heard that because we had the cone of silence on at that time when when you cracked the second one.
They wouldn't know.
No, they'll never know.
Righto, mate. It's been great catching up with you again. We've got some rants done. Mate, we're going to go racing this weekend, even though this comes out Monday. You're coming with me. We're going to do some pracky runs with the...
Yes, we are.
With the thingies. I can't even think what that thing is. But anyway,
it's a video.
With the thingies. And I'm going to get up early in the morning and go back to gym. Yep. Why? You laughing at me like you don't think it's going to happen.
I'm laughing like Muttley.
Yeah. You sound like him too.
Mate, you drink that other 10 and I don't reckon you're
going to know that. It's been great getting out of my head again tonight with you again, Barney. So thank you very much.
No,
to all of you guys and lads and ladettes out there, get out of your head, get into your shed, forget the date and call a mate.
And call a mate that you haven't called in a couple of years. So go back through your phone and fucking have a look at the mates that you've built up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Give the ones you haven't called in a couple of years. I'm going to call a couple up this week, so you'll just leave from me.
Done.
And
I'm going to gym.
You're not going to the gym.
I'm going.
Got another can of that to go yet.
Righto. See you.
See you. Bye. Come on. Let's go. I don't know what comes